USA Radio News.
More than two dozen Baltimore voters received their 2020 election ballots earlier this month after the U.S. Postal Service discovered a tray of undelivered mail 2 years too late. According to Just the News, the Baltimore City Board of Elections is working to figure out why the ballots were delivered late. President Biden won the heavily Democrat city by a landslide, about 8 votes to every 1 ballot cast for then-President Trump. Border Patrol agents in Arizona stopped what appeared to be a major move of illegal drugs over the weekend. They found more than 1.5 million fentanyl pills along with heroin and cocaine hidden in the floor of an 18-wheeler. And stocks turned in a lackluster performance on Tuesday as investors continued to ponder the future direction of interest rate increases. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A Twitter whistleblower is making some noise.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
A jury in Michigan convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. This is the second time prosecutors tried Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. Defense attorneys said FBI informants infiltrated the group and spurred on the plans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All 50 states saw a decline in the life expectancy during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. This, according to new federal data published Tuesday, the report from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics looked at death data for 2020, the last year for which complete data is available. Results found life expectancy declined in all 50 states from 2019 to 20, mainly due to COVID and, quote, unintentional injuries like drug overdoses. Thursday night football is coming to a bar and restaurant near you.
Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday night football makes its regular season debut during week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A few uncertain moments for one group of airline passengers. Alaska Airlines Flight 558 returned to Seattle on Monday due to an unusual vibration. The airline told Fox Business on Tuesday the cowling on the flight detached from the aircraft when it landed. No one was injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.